Hello, this is Paula Hatko reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news. Hamilton County is getting geared up for the annual Christmas on the Square. All the activities will begin the first week of December. There will be Rotary will host trivia on December 5th at the Elks Lodge. Doors open at 6, play starts at 7. This will all be Christmas-themed trivia. Teams will be up to 8 people. There will be $20 per person with a meal included or $140 per table of 8. If you do not have a team to play on, just show up and we'll get you on a team. Remember, this is all Christmas-themed trivia. Then the next morning, we'll kick off with the Rotary Breakfast. They will be serving from 8:30 until 10. This is pancake, sausage, and a drink at the Fox Meadows apartment. All youth will be able to see Santa Claus and get a free gift. Then the vendor fair will be taking place next door from 9 to 2 at the old high school gym. We have several vendors lined up, and it will be a great day to come out and get your Christmas shopping started. Then youth can go to the courthouse lobby between 3:30 and 5 to attend Santa's workshop. All youth through the 6th grade will be able to select 2 free gifts for their parents. Then the Christmas parade will take place at 5:30. This is a night at the movies theme, so get your floats ready, and remember, this is a lit parade. Following the parade, there will be games in the basement hosted by 4-H and also a visit with Santa where everyone will get a free gift. And the HCE ladies will be providing hot chocolate and cookies free of charge. So a great day. Bring the kids out. All kinds of free activities. Then you can wrap up Friday night or Saturday night by visiting One Starry Night. This is a walk through Bethlehem at the fairgrounds. It's all set up to be very realistic. A walk back in time to go visit Bethlehem. This is free of charge, and it's open each night from 6:30 until 8:30. So after all the other activities, go out and take a walk through Bethlehem. Great time in McLeansboro. You can be the reason someone smiles this Christmas. Do you know a family that could use a little extra holiday cheer? We're looking for families who would benefit from some extra support this holiday season. If you or someone you know could use holiday cheer, please reach out on Facebook Messenger to Hamilton County Fair, Maggie's Kitchen, or hamcoxmus25@gmail.com. There are also meal options available. Forms will be sent via email or messenger. All forms must be submitted before we can fill these orders. So check that out if you know a family that is in need during this holiday season. The HCE will host another successful homesteading class. This will be on December 11th from 9 until 11 in the courthouse basement. This will be a sourdough workshop. So if you're wanting to get into sourdough, attend this, and everyone who attends can get a free starter or can get a starter when they leave if they option to do so. So contact the Extension Office, 643-3416, and this will be taught by Lucille, who is the Ag in the Classroom coordinator, and she does a fabulous job. So contact the office if you're interested in signing up for that. There was a homesteading class last week in the courthouse basement. There were 6 members attended, and then we had also visits from Trade Industries. Some of their clients came, and they had a great time making Christmas candy. So contact the office if you'd like to get involved in those workshops. Hamilton County 4-H held their Achievement Night a couple of weeks ago, and each week we're trying to list some of the winners. This week we're going to list the trophy winners. And that is in beef, Harper Schumacher. Clothing and textiles, Harper Schumacher. Consumer education, Granger Wilson. Creative writing went to Finn Barrow. Food and nutrition went to Bristol Bernard. Forestry to Granger Wilson. Goats to Lila Mefford. Horse, Gracie Walker. Horticulture, Granger Wilson. Intercultural, Granger Wilson. Interior Design, Aiden Hood. Maker, Aiden Hood. Natural Resources, Granger Wilson. Photography went to Shiloh Willis. Poultry went to Granger Wilson. Public Speaking to Lainey Davis. Rabbit to Gracie Walker. Robotics to Aiden Hood. Sheep to Gracie Walker. Small Pets went to Lainey Davis. And Visual Arts went to Shiloh Willis. Congratulations to those youth for excelling in their project area. The Horse Bowl and Apology Award was presented to Gracie Walker for her extraordinary work at the regional and state level. The Club of the Year went to Funny Farmers. The Friend of 4-H went to Rocking for a Cause. And the 2025 4-H alumni went to Leslie Davis. It was a great night in all. This has been Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news.